Oh, I you know, we got to win, and that's the most important thing. But I think we have room for improvement. You know, the first game, you find out a little bit about your team, and you know who's in the right spots, who might not be. You know where we got to tweak things. So this will be good tape for us to study tomorrow and find out what areas need shored up, and you know where we're strong, and continue to build on those areas.
Before the season started, you told us that one of your big priorities was to improve the punt return game. You get a 75-yard punt return from David Patterson today. How do you feel about that aspect of things?
Well, that aspect of special teams I thought was good, and, you know, we've put a lot of time and effort into the punt return unit, and hopefully we can be consistent in that area. But tonight was a big night for us with punt returns. But there's areas of our special teams that needs attention, and there'll probably be some personnel changes here this week on a few units.
Alonzo Rojas averaged 46 yards a punt for you, also kicked a field goal of 47 and 37 yards. Could you talk about his performance?
Yeah, well, you know, we like Alonzo. We think he's a talented guy. He has a strong leg. He has a little bit of a swagger to him. You know, he doesn't let too much bother him. And, you know, that's why, you know, I wasn't all in knots about the kicking game like all of you were. Still, we have to improve in that area, but certainly yeah, we got off to a good start.
Your defense returns a lot of starters from what was a good defense last year, and you hold them to 3 points on the defensive side and 139 yards of total offense.
Our defense played exceptionally well, except for the drive before the half. I thought we played. Could one of our staffers take care of that, please? We played very well on defense. I thought that we played great against the run. We stopped the pass pretty well. We came in tough situations on defense and got three and out, so I like the way our defense performed.
Coach, finally, you also had 18 total receptions combined by Kerry Meyer and Desmond Briscoe. Are they stepping forward as the type of go-to receivers you want to see?
That's just one game. I hope that they will be, but you know, we're looking for consistency at the wide receiver position. And, you know, based on one game, I thought they did some really good things. And, you know, Desmond's made plays as a true freshman. Kerry last year as a receiver made plays. And now what we'll look for them is consistency. That'll be the key.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Nate.
And Coach Mark Mangino, Bob, back to you.
I'll take some questions.
Coach, could you talk about Briscoe's ability to get open once you guys got down in the red zone? You know, he had three short yardage pass receptions.
Yeah. What would you like to know?
Just kind of talk about his ability tonight to get open once you guys got down there.
Yeah, he has ability to get open. You know, he understands the defense. He knows where the holes are in the zone. He ran through the zone one time, though, and got waylaid, and that's the best teacher. You know, getting your bell rung is better sometimes than being taught how to do it, because then you'll remember next time when you see zone, sit down and split the difference before the between the defenders, rather than running through it and getting your clock cleaned.
Mark, Todd, was short game was working well today. Was that by plan, or is that just what was working, or are you just trying to keep some things under wrap, or what?
Well, the short game worked because we got a lot of pressure. You know, it's hard to sit in the pocket when you have a lot of pressure on you and throw the ball downfield. So we decided that, you know, we'd throw passes that we could get rid of quickly, and get it to receivers who find a hole in their zone blitzes or in their man blitzes. You know, when they're manned up, just try to leverage the defender. And that's how it just played out.
Were you disappointed they were able to get that much pressure on
Calvary? I think for as many times we threw the ball, I thought our protection was pretty good. You know, sometimes they just bring more than you can block. And that's the chance you take. And then when you do that a lot, you run the chances of the team scoring a lot of points on you.
Did you evaluate the running game?
The running game was good. In the beginning of the game, it was really good because, you know, they tried to stop the pass. The pass game, they were sitting in cover two and had six guys in the box. But after we start running the ball effectively, they changed up the coverages to get an extra guy in the box and then brought some pressure. So when you do that, it's hard to run against all that pressure. I think we rushed over 100 yards, but that's not, you know, not what we want. But given how they were playing defense, you know, we we did the things and executed the things that we needed to be effective on offense. Were we as sharp as we need to be on offense? Probably not, but a lot of new faces there. First game, we'll take the performance and we'll build on it.
Did it look like they had improved much from last year?
Yeah, I think they have. I thought on defense, they were pretty speedy. Their defensive line is much improved over last year. I think that the tailback they have, if they give him a little bit more room, this Ahmad Ned, I think is a pretty talented guy. You know, they have some areas that they still have to continue to recruit to improve their talent level, a few areas on offense. But they're a much improved team. I think their coach is on the right track. He is a disciplinarian. He is a very organized guy. And you can just see by the way they play that they play pretty decent football from a discipline standpoint. And as they continue to recruit and get better, I think their program is going to improve greatly in the next few years.
Was Hatch injured?
I don't talk about injuries.
Coach, could you comment on what you saw from the defensive line tonight?
Our defensive line did a pretty good job. I'm pretty pleased. We rotated a lot of guys. You know, we used a lot of DNs. We used a lot of D tackles. I think we used three or four of them. We got adequate pressure with four guys, not great, but adequate. But they did a good job in the run game. I thought we got our fits in the run game very well with the D-line and linebackers. So first game out of the blocks here with the defensive line, without watching the tape, I'd say they did a pretty good job.
Is this what you've seen from Patterson from the very beginning of camp, this type of breakaway speed?
Well, I said I said it before. He can run now. He's a speedy guy, but he's mature. He's a very, very mature guy. He's wise beyond his years. Just seems to handle everything well. Doesn't show any sense of feeling pressure in any way. Or, as soon as he walked here in the complex for 2 days, he gave you that impression that, you know, he can make this transition from high school to Division I without too many bumps in the road.
Coach, how many more of those type of guys like Patterson are you getting now in these returning classes, maybe compared to when you first got here, guys that are just ready to make that impact?
Yeah, that's pretty tough to measure. Obviously, Brady, our recruiting gets better each and every year, and we've been able to find some good guys, even when we first started out here. It's hard to measure how many guys you can get like him, but we're improving all the time in our recruiting. We'd like to find more of him, more guys like him. It'd be helpful.
Coach, in reference to comparisons to your early time here, could you comment on opening the season
I understand it was a sellout. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder after the game, said that it was a single game record. Is that correct? Oh, that's good. That's progress. That's progress. Our program just keeping at it. Nothing's changed here from 2002 to today in terms of our approach to the game and trying to get the program better. And as we get better, it seems like everything around us gets better. And, those are all signs of progress.
Coach, tell me a little bit about Josh Crawford getting his first Division I four-year school game under his belt.
Yeah, Jock, as you can see, he's a talented guy. He got dinged up a little bit. It's nothing serious. So we didn't want to take any chances in towards the end of the game. But I think he and Jake are going to be a good 1-2 punch for us. And you can see Angus. Angus can do some things. Angus will develop some consistency. He can help us because he's a big, strong, quick guy. And all Angus has to do is develop some consistency, and we'll be able to use him more. And hopefully that's going to that will occur.
What did you like about Strozier that he became a guy that would play a lot?
Strozier's the first nickel, and, he's smart, and he's kind of grown into that position. He does a good job of getting where he's supposed to be. He has a good handle on the routes and what he's seeing in front of him. And he's sort of, you know, Stroge is a, you know, he's a program guy. You know, he came in here and he just kept at it, and he gets better and better every year, and he just seems to improve, you know, constantly. So we're pleased, and we expect him to continue to make plays like that.
Any concerns with Dexon Fields taking that
place? No, I don't. I think Dexon's going to be okay. It's not nothing real serious. At least that's what I've been told. I don't have an injury report yet. I didn't get one, but I don't think it's going to be anything that's really long term. I hope not. That's the preliminary evaluation. He just kind of got his foot caught in a rug there a little bit, caught in the turf. But I think he's going to be okay.